this week. First of all, there's a lot of familiarity with the coaching staff there. I've coached against Dan for a long time and very familiar with Todd Grantham. Christian Robinson was a GA for us at Georgia. You look at them, they're very well coached. Start with offensively. They are replacing some guys up front offensively, but they're doing a really nice job. Lost their quarterback probably this past week, but the backup come in there and done a really, really fine job, and probably be expected, a guy that's been in the program for a while there, a lot of maturity. These guys have really good skill players, from tight ends to running backs to wide receivers. They spread the ball around. They'll hit you with RPOs. They're really stubborn when it comes to running the football. They've always done a very nice job running the football, being creative in how they do it, and they've got really good playmakers at wide receiver, so they can get the ball out there and they can hurt you with runs after the catch, screens, or throw the ball down the field. Defensively, Todd continues to do a really good job, very multiple up front. They're leading the country in sacks. Playing really well in the red area. It's not surprising. They got really good players at all three levels, got experience, they got depth. And then we look at them in the kicking game. Freddie Swain is a kick returner, probably got with their punter and field goal kicker and kickoff guy, probably as good a combination as anybody in the conference. Got really good speed to play on teams. We will definitely have our hands full. With that, I'll take any questions.
Steve, David, Blake.
Just from what you've been able to see, how are they different without Franks, with Trask in there at quarterback, from what you were able to see on film? And are you preparing for the likelihood of them maybe using two quarterbacks Saturday?
They ran their offense. Same plays, nothing different. Might have even executed better, obviously they scored more points there in a short period of time, but as a guy that competed for the quarterback job, very talented, and has experience.
David and Blake.
General, what went into starting Kenneth over Alante on Saturday, and what do you foresee in that situation moving forward?
Well, we're just playing the guys who practice the best week in and week out. So, Kenneth practiced really good last week, and ever who practices the best this week will play this week.
Jeremy, will Bryce travel to Gainesville for that game? And then also, just what can you guys do on offense maybe to neutralize some of their pass rush you were talking about?
Well, first thing is we need to be able to run the football. If you can run the football and stay out of stay ahead of the sticks a little bit, so they can't pin their ears back and go. So we got to be able to run the football. We got to be creative, probably with different things and protections. Whether we're chipping or leaving a back end or something like that. And we've got to be efficient offensively. Got to get the ball out of our hand, know where we're going with the ball, and spread it around.
Will Bryce travel for the game?
I've not decided that.
Coach, Trey's a guy that hadn't had a lot of contact in fall camp. Now three games in, kind of where's he at and where you thought he would be, and what's he doing well for you guys?
Trey's playing really hard. Kind of the way we've kind of altered practice a little bit to help his development. So being really light on Mondays and Thursdays, and then on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, he doesn't participate. So. Just like anybody that's not getting to practice, he makes some mistakes out there, but the guy's playing hard, and continues to improve each week.
Coach, after watching the film, how did you evaluate what you got from the offensive line with putting K-Ron in at tackle and sliding Darnell inside the guard?
We're going to the right folks. We might not be taking the right path to get there, so to speak. So there's lots of things technically that we need to clean up, but the positive is there was very few mental errors.
Patrick and Gustavo.
General, Jeremy, how would you kind of evaluate where you guys are on the defensive line through three games, and what have you seen that you liked, and where do you want to see moving forward as you get into conference play?
You know, I think Aubrey Solomon's played really well. The rest of the guys, you could kind of put them in a group there. And, you know, there's not much difference in them. We've really got to continue to improve up front, and we will. You know, there's most of those guys have very little playing experience. And if you look at them, a lot of the guys that were playing, you know, were not even here during the spring. So they're going to continue to improve, and they've got to improve, you know, to kind of reestablish the line of scrimmage a little bit. We've got to be better in pass rush, got to get more push up the middle. You know, so we just got to continue to work hard at that position.
Coach, Tennessee in the first three games of the season came to the game as favorites, but against Florida, you guys are underdogs. Did it feel like it changed the mentality? How do you feel like you guys are not being the favorites, being the underdogs, as say, coming to the Florida game?
Well, it didn't help us those first two games, did it? So I don't think that's got much bearing on the game. You know, we've got to go out there and play good football, clean football, play hard, play tough, be relentless, play for four quarters. And we got to practice that, create the right habits during the week.
Weston and Jesse.
Jeremy, how would you evaluate the way Daryl Taylor's played to this point in the season, and how important will it be to get some more guys emerging on that other side kind of as a bookend to maybe take some pressure and double teams and chips away from him?
Yeah, I think Daryl can play better. You know, unfortunately, he had a little bit of an injury during fall camp that really has been going on since July. So he had a lot of he didn't get to practice as much as we would have liked to have practiced him. But he's getting healthier and healthier. So, you know, he's a guy that can be a really good player, and he needs to do that all the time. You know, so he's improved every game, and I expect him to continue to do that.
Jesse, then Marshall.
Jeremy, for a guy who didn't start in high school and you have very little game tape on for Kyle Trask, do you go into a game like this just preparing as if Felipe was the quarterback? Is that how you kind of have to take with just minimal film on the guy who will actually be back there?
Well, I think last year, at one time for them, it was close enough that there was a quarterback battle, you know, talking about who's going to be the starter, even into the season. So Sky's plenty capable, saw it other night. You know, very efficient in what they did. They didn't really change much of who they are. The guy's plenty capable. He's a big, strong guy that's got a good arm, and he's physical in the run game.
Marshall.
Jeremy, with Tennessee playing 17 freshmen so far through these first three games, going on the road now for the first time and into SEC play, what will be the message for those guys, you know, playing on the road and playing against league play for the first time?
Well, it's about execution, knowing what to do, how to do it, and why it's important to do it that way, getting prepared throughout the week. You create the right habits during the week. And, you know, our guys are, to me, it's fun going on the road. I like going on the road. You find out who you are. Everybody's against you. You kind of see a little bit about your character, and it'll be good for us.
Corey and David.
Coach, obviously, you know, it's different circumstances from last year, but how much do you think you guys are going to lean on the experience of being in, you know, playing Florida last year and how that game went down in your preparation for this week?
Well, I hope we learned a lesson that if you turn the ball over six times, it's hard to win. You know, so, you know, last year's game will have no bearing on this year's game. So we've got to get our guys, we'll have a good plan. We've got to get our guys ready to execute the plan, play the right way, and do it for 60 minutes.
David and Brent.
Jeremy, how would you describe the difference in your defense with Daniel out there versus when he hasn't been the first couple games?
You know, Daniel's a guy that you know, we have a lot of time invested in him, starting with last spring, two springs now, two fall camps. So, you know, that's when you come into a program and you spend that much time with guys to develop them, to get them ready to play, and then they can't play, you know, there's a difference, right? Willie Ignatz really, he don't really play the money position, but he had to play money for us, okay? That's why we moved Jeremy Banks over there, just to create some more depth. But, you know, it's obvious that he has some experience there playing, whether it was with us or before us. The game slows down a little bit. And probably takes a little bit of pressure off the other guys as far as making calls and adjustments.
Coach, what's been the biggest difference in Austin Pope this year, and how important is he and has he been to your run game as well as protection with your young offensive tackles out there?
You know, Austin has kind of quietly done his job. He's played – we felt like he's played really well through three games. We got to continue to get that productivity out of him. You know, he's a guy that, again, that he's been in the program now for 2 years. He kind of knows the expectations, and he's willing, and we just got to continue to get the same type of production.
Coach, can you comment on the kicking game and how they've performed so far, particularly Brent Samaglia, 7-for-7 on field goals? It seems like he's really hitting the ball well.
You know, Brent's done a nice job in field goals. I said it, you know, Riley Snapping and Joe Holden, those three together have done a really nice job. You know, Paxton, except for kicking it out of bounds the other day, he's had a touchback on every kick. You know, and Joe's punted every time except for one. Paxton punted one other day. So, you know, the guys have executed that very well there. We've got to continue to do that because the guys back there receiving the balls as the teams that we play here are more and more capable of putting points on the scoreboard.
You're entering a stretch where you're playing four games, three of them are against top 10 teams, and it seems like when you're in the SEC, you're going to have these types of stretches every year, like a four-game stretch, five-game stretch where you're playing a bunch of ranked teams. In your experience, how are you able to kind of deal with that when you're going through that week-to-week grind, and what's kind of the secret in being effective and not wearing down when you're going through one of these kinds of stretches?
And you just worry about the team that you play. You're not playing all four of them at one time. We're playing Florida this week. We'll focus on Florida. And then whoever's after that.
Wes, final question.
Jeremy, I know football can be kind of a copycat game, and a lot of people kind of try to do the same stuff that Dan and those guys do on offense. But is there anything that kind of makes what they do different over the years? Has it just been the execution of the players, maybe some talent they've had, or are there wrinkles kind of in what they do with that package?
You talking about when they were at Mississippi State?
Yes.
Compared to now?
Yeah.
I think Dan just – he does what all good football coaches do. He figures out what he's got. He's done it a little bit differently over the last 10 years each year, you know. So, you know, and to me that's what a good football coach does. He figures out who his playmakers are, what's the best part of his offensive team, and he focuses on that. And, you know, they continue to do that.